was to grain them between two rocks, grind them between two rocks, seeds and oil, all they were dried in the sun into the sweet post, which would be aiden like raisin, or they might be soaked in the water to form the syrup. Wild strawberries, root berries, and plums were sweet enough to be a real treat. Even the tiny hips of wild rose were eaten now. When fruits was scarce in England during the war, these same roseberries were given to the school children, and from a neat parts of their draft, Navajos even went further in their scarce of food. Then nothing else would be had. They ate the bittery berries of the jumpers and the tasteless fruit of different kinds of berries. Jumper was a very delicious fruit during the time of the earliest days. It was one of the best food that has ever been tasted. The touch little berries were eaten raw. Then no other fruit would be had. Mostus berries were called Kinjis Ahi in Navajo. The last restored like jumper, up baskets, hump berries, which we call Ditze in Navajo. You can chew it for a long time. It will be the same tasteness. And there is another cactus, which is called Hush in Navajo. These were eaten raw and dried up and ground up, seed and all. Service berries is another one. There are all different kinds of berries, mostly are being used to eat. Berries of both were eaten raw. These were being known during the war in Europe, were brought worth drying for winter use. Wood strawberries is another one. These tiny fruits were a great delicious food. Wild plums or wild cherries. These wild rose and rosy flint, which it is called, that we could find in the mountain. The tiny humps were eaten raw. Wild raspberries was another one. They mostly grow everywhere. There are all kinds of berries which has been used in the earliest days. So there are these like hump berries were ground up and dried, and ground up berries might be mixed with cornmeal to give its flavor. Buckthorn is another one, which it is named it not too long ago. It is which you call in a Navajo is Gestlisan. In the earliest days, the gods' food was named it. So that we could use it up to date. God foods, because it was sufferance to the spirit. This too was brought raw, worth saying for winter. The berries were boiled, then spread on the rock to dry. Later they would be eaten in the forms or made into a soup. Barrels of cactus were being found different places. Most places were eaten by animals. They are good for animals also. It protects your heart twice as much as you eat other food, since it causes pain sometimes, but it won't hurt you. It is a medicine for heart. All these early wild plants are even found all over the world. They are very little differently from each country, but they are all the same. They grow and have different kinds of weeds. That's what the Navajo people says it is good to eat. The Indian medicine man has known most of the weeds and herbs how to be used. He is the only protection that we have among us today. If we want to pick wild grapefruit or wild roots of different kinds that we want, we like to eat, we always go and see the medicine man, see which one is good to eat. This is the way of Navajo life still going on throughout the Navajo reservation. The spring spinach fruits are gathered with wooden thorns. They can be eaten fresh or boiled or dry in the sun, as the Navajo lately dried peaches. Yaki is another one, and its braided leaf is used to eat. Spanish people has known this for many centuries. This was a tops of which the qualities were stored for winter use. But the syrup fruit requires 3 roasting if it was to be kept. The fruit step was to cut the fruit in half and dry them on stone, whether in the sun or by the fire. The dry leaf were grown as big as a rabbit ear. It is packed and dried out. It is used for 2 or 3 different food. The what they call a plate leaf is baked it into cakes and roasted. The cakes were breaking up in pieces, which were again dried it in the sun. Then they were grounded and soaked it with water, and it thickened up into sweetness. This was also we had on hand to eat. And then when it's dry, the cake were broken up into pieces, which were again dried in the sun. Then they were packed it into tight covering, which will stand the winter long. And then before it's 18, you have to soak it in the water, and the thickness run through a number of them, making holes which would let the air in. The performance of gathering things were then started away for the winter. Then when wanted, they were mixed it with water to make it thick syrup, eaten with other food. Seeds are the specialty of a dry country. Indians from Nevada and Utah down to the Mexico border had always made much of seed gathering, and perhaps the traveling Navajo had learned from them about the many plants that they know it is available. These are the plants which today are called weeds, and the rooted from our garden lists. They shield their seeds among the vegetable in the days before corn was known. Indian woman looked it for packs of pigweeds and rosefoot, and made by long journey to reach them, just when the seeds were ripe. One wondering how they would have had the thing to be packed or to be shaken down off the thin bark seeds and then grind them between two stones to make flour. However, this seed flour was the foreman of bread and mush before corn was known. Nevada has many of the old seed grounded, a fat stone, flat stones with a circularly hollow in which a round flatted stone was rubbed it around and around. Some old Navajo woman still keeps such thing on hand before grinding. The seeds were tasted before it is used. To make them taste good, it should be soaked into water. Such taste tightly to make them. Often this was done by the facing them in a shallow basket along with some embers from the fire. If seeds and remembrance was taken and shooken quickly and basket did not burn, before the basket is not burned, flour might be mixed with water, then pressed it into cake between the hand and the cake bake on a hot stone. More often it was made into mush. Some Navajo says that it is very anxious day. They used to cook mush in a basket, as California Indian did. The basket was so closely woven, it was watertight, and in it flour was mixed with cold water. They then hot stones from the campfire were dropping into the liquor until it boils. The really plentiful crop in a way of seeds and nuts was the pinyon. This draft pinyon tree, which covers the rocky hills of the New Mexico bears a thick crop of corn every 2 or 3 years. The corns are like tightly closed wooden lar in under each corn tail lays a seed and a size of a large grain of wheat in a tin closing. In a year, then the pinyon crop is good, ending from the Rio Grande to the Sahara gathers up the tree to swamp falling seed by the bagful. These pinyon nuts are to the Indian what peanuts are to the whites. In fact, the Navajo name for powerful is the fact the man pinyon Indian often ate the sweet only nuts raw, cracking the tin covering with their teeth as they do sunflower seeds. The nuts are even better roasted as pinot are in little bags of roasted pinyon are now soiled throughout the Southwest. Anxious Navajo used to collect them in deerskin and kept the roasted nuts for winter evening. Indian milklet is called, also is good seed tasting. The Navajo name comes from the way of removing the seed by holding branch of a grass covered the fire so that the seed dropped it out against the stirring stone. Witchgrass is also being found are good to eat. Seed ground into the flour. Rootfoot is being found mostly in the early spring. Plants which is spread out. The seed, this is used for bread. Or mush, peat weeds. There are a lot of other different types of ways of making foods which are wild. Used it like goose foot. Sugar was being used today by chewing handful of the